Welcome back to Tell a Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM here in Winnipeg. My name is Jeff, your host here. We're pre-recorded today, couldn't make it live down to the studio, but we're having some fun here and thank you for stopping in. You can always check out what's the latest, what's going on, when we're going to be live at tellabandtogohome.com. We've been looking back at our first 800 episodes. Every once in a while I get it in my head that it might be fun to see which artists were playing the most, which songs were playing the most, which albums were playing the most. And this next list, this next bunch of artists that we're going to play are our top artists of the first 800 episodes. These are the people that we've played the most over that amount of time. They often appear very high on the song list and or the album list as well. This guy is certainly no exception. He's got the number two most played song of all. Surprisingly enough, he's got so many albums that his albums aren't very high on the list. This one, I guess, is higher just because we played this one song so many times. But we love him. He's got so many great songs. Actually, we're not going to play that top song that we've played so many times because we play it every year at least once at Christmas time, and I just can't bring myself to thinking about Christmas songs right now. So we're going to go to his number two most played song, which comes in well below of his seasonal classic, How to Make Gravy. This is Paul Kelly, our number 13 artist of them all, with Won't You Come Around and Tell the Band to Go Home.
You come around. Tam. You drive down to the lake and then you turn back around. You go to school and you learn to read and write, so you can walk into the county bank, sign away your life. Now I work at the filling station on the interstate. I'm pumping gasoline and counting out a state plate. They ask me how far in the Memphis sun and where's the nearest beer.
Thank you. unless a dreamer sees it that way.
This is Willie P. Bennett. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
once I was a rich man, a gambler was my game. Till I saw her cool beauty, inside her danced my flame. And I watched till my desire was turned from me to her. And she watched till I was blinded, and then she touched me there. Give her diamonds for fingers and rhinestones for hair. Give her dresses for her body, but don't ever give her a care. She'll curse you and she'll haunt you, and do it with a smile. Even when you're on a long road, but down it many a mile. All she needed, yeah, I loved her all I could. But she wanted more, boys, I never understood. And the times that I would leave her, I never could decide whether I was gone for good then, or just for one last ride. I'll give her diamonds for fingers and rhinestones for hair. Give her dresses for her body, but don't ever give her a care. 'Cause she'll curse you and she'll haunt you. Even when you're on a long road, I'm down it many a mile. Even when you're on a long road, I'm down it many a
shady lanes and the long way home, and I left you messages. Jesus Christ, you never phoned. I would feel much better if we only talked more, and I would feel much better, my love, if I always wasn't so bored. Summer nights underneath the stars and the moon, I could tell them I miss you, but Jesus Christ, who is fooling who? And I would feel much better if we only talked more. I would feel much better, my love, if I always wasn't so bored. I'm beginning to wonder, I'm beginning to
From our most played album of all time, The North Side Benches. That's Jim Bryson there with Feel Much Better, the most popular song off that particular record. That album only got played one more time than the second most popular record, which we'll hear coming up in the next set. But what else did we hear in there? Oh yeah, the number one song on this particular program of all time is Willie's Diamond Joe by Willie P. Bennett. We heard that in there in that set, of course. And that one, we're blessed to have a few different artists covering that song, so not terribly surprising to hear that one in there. We also heard something in there from the Skydiggers from their album Road Radio, their most played song, my favorite, Even When You Fall. It's not one of their greatest hits. Nobody else seems to even know that song but me, but man, I love it so much. So good. Sometimes when you go down the list, you find songs by artists. You're not surprised that you played this artist so much, but maybe that song. And so I switched a couple of songs in the set before that. We heard Mike Plume, our number 10 artist of all time. We heard Dreamer from Fools from the Radio. We've actually played a couple of songs more often than that. His travelogue, Looking for You, was above that. And also Best Job I've Ever Had. Also, that was his most played song, actually. Not genuinely my favorite one, but I guess we played it a lot. And before that, we heard Steve Earle. In the same boat, we heard Someday from Guitar Town. Washington Square Serenade was his most played record, and the most played songs off of it were Down Here Below and Sparkle and Shine. Thought I'd play some classic Guitar Town before that. We're going to skip the number 11 artist on the list. We'll talk about that later. Oh, yeah, Steve Earle was number 12. We skipped number 11. And coming in at number 13, the guy who has the number 2 most played song of all time with How to Make Gravy. We switched it up, though. Went a little further down the list for Won't You Come Around. This next one, a perennial favorite. Always good to see him super high. The number 3 album of all time. Number 6 artist of all time. But always kind of number 1 in our hearts. Here's something from that great record. Number 3 on the list, David Francie. Our 6th most played artist of all. Tell the band to go home.
Turning for home with a load to go, coming back from the borderline. 3 hours passing through the customs gate, I'm 3 hours out and I'm running late, trying to make a living hauling that freight, coming back from the borderline. Well, I think of my baby fast asleep, and when the sun comes calling the new day leaps from my eyes in the windshield, the locked way to keep her always. Down by the bridge, by the broker's sign, I'm wired on coffee and hardened for time. Got my eye on a blue horizon line. The highway slithers like a golden snake between the darkened sky and the frozen lake. My heart's still hoping that you might wait, coming back from the borderline. Baby, fast asleep, and when the sun comes calling, the new day leaps from the rising, the windshield, the locket, where to keep her always.
down by the bridge by the broker's sign. I'm wired on coffee and hunting for time. Got my eye on a blue horizon light. 4 in the morning, 20 below, with the sun coming up over Buffalo. I'll be turning for home with a load to go, coming back from the borderline.
Thank you. grass in the rain at 0 mile. She promised me a cigarette. I promised her my best fake smile while sitting in the tall grass, wishing we were in another land. She just lit my cigarette and took me by the hand down that highway. It's taken me away from home, down that highway, the only place that I feel alone. Carol and me got married when we turned 21. Her daddy never liked me much. To her mother, I was their only son. Wooden ghosts and car parts scattered through our backyard. Loving her was easy to do, leaving was the only thing hard. Went down that highway, it's taken me away from home. Down that highway, the only place that I feel alone. Like it's got no end. Down that highway, it seems like my only friend. Our only son. Her mama and daddy and me put her in the ground November 21. Well, sometimes late at night I sit at our bedroom window, wishing I was somewhere with her, waiting for the wind to blow us down that highway. It's taking me away from.
Scott Nolan, you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM with Jeff Robison.
Clint Newton was the latest man, he could never get his fill. Had himself a wife and kid room at that old motel.
A small town. Word gets around, it wasn't me, it was somebody else. I broke down here, the side of the road, and fell asleep to the radio. Rosie, don't leave me alone, I keep losing myself. When you're not around, it ain't easy, but I'm letting go. I've never known anyone like you before. Caught a moon in a 2-star motel. I got a secret I promise not to tell.
Don't worry, I won't let you down. I know what they're saying about me when I'm not around. Rosie, don't leave me alone. I keep losing myself when you're not around. It ain't easy, but I'm letting go. I've never known anyone like you before. Rosie, leave me alone. I keep losing myself when you're not around. It ain't easy, but I'm letting go. Never known anyone like you before. Rosie, don't leave me alone. I keep losing myself.
Oh God, I just love that song. I love a song that builds, and that song just starts and builds the entire time up until that end part there. Oh, just knocks me out. And it's so weird. It's a song that he never ever does. And you know, if I went out on the street and asked 10 people what their favorite Scott Nolan songs, nobody would pick that song. But it's this one that we've played the most. I absolutely adore it. I think it's fantastic. That's Scott Nolan, technically our second most played artist of all time, but we'll get to that in a second. We have him at number 3 on the list for reasons we'll discuss in a second. Before that, the number 4 most played artist of all time. And this guy's got so many songs that we love. They're pretty much spread across the board. And so there's no one song that's really high on the list. But the one that we've played the most, largely because we always send it out to Dietmar, who we love and adore, is Leroy Stagger there with Carol from Depression River. And that's not even his most played record of all time. We've played more songs from Everything Is Real than that one. But we play that song a lot just because, you know, we love it and Dietmar loves it. And, well, that's good enough for us. Del Barber in there as well. If I Told You That I Loved You from Love Songs for the Last 20. Coming in at number 5 most played artists of all time, but the number 2 most played album of all time, Love Songs for the Last 20. And there's a bunch of songs on there that are played a lot, but that one is played more, and I love it perhaps more than the other ones. If I Told You That I Loved You, Del Barber from Love Songs for the Last 20. We got in there David Francie. We heard Borderline, his most played song off his most played album, Torn Screen Door. David Francie coming in these days at number 6 on the all-time artist list, but number 3 on the all-time most played album list with Torn Screen Door. Absolutely adore that one. Now there's a bit of controversy at number 1. Still hanging in there. I can't believe it. as the most played solo artist of all time, most played under one name artist of all time. Well, it's our old buddy Fred, but if you count them up, somebody else has been played way more. Well, I guess not that much more, but enough more to put somebody else truly in our hearts and statistics-wise at number one on the list. I don't think that'll come as a surprise, but I'll make you wait for it. From his most played album, his most played song, and still, one hell of a great song, even if he doesn't like us very much anymore. Here's Fred, number one solo artist of all time on this show. We're not that nasty to him, see?
Well, darling, I'm coming down on route number 67. I just got off the turnpike avoiding the Ohio State inspection. Johnny Law followed me up the road, but then he turned off and he let me go. I guess this old truck ain't worth shutting down. Your voice last night on the telephone said you wouldn't be there when I got home. So when I get to Cleveland, when I head back south, the light keeps coming on. I got water in the fuel. My brakes are gone. I got a left front tire throwing thread. By tomorrow morning I could be dead. Baby, maybe you've been right all along. You said you couldn't stay with the man who was always gone away, and all you wanted to do was to settle down. Wanted to buy that little trailer out on the edge with the money you saved. It had a carport, a color TV, and no place to turn around. The light keeps coming on. I got water in the fuel. My brakes are gone. And we spun it round and round. Then we left it idling out on that ice, crawling steeper in a hedge of time. Baby, I'm sure on thin ice now. The light keeps coming on. I got one. I got a left front tire throwing thread. By tomorrow morning
Hi out there, we're Nathan, and you're listening to
Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM on your radio dials.
Yeah.
From the live debut, the radio debut of that band, that song, that's Healing Feeling from Leaf Rapids. The band at the time for that night and a couple of little shows was Carrie and Devin and Scott Nolan wailing away on guitar there, Joanna Miller on drums. Oh, they did that live for our Pledgerama show in 2014. Absolutely love it. And from the house band before that, Nathan Stone, from Jimson Weed, their most played song, their most played record, and they've been played a whole lot. Now, if you add up Nathan plus Leaf Rapids plus Carrie Latimer plus Special Fancy, you get our number one artist of all by a little bit. But Nathan in there, Nathan just dominates, of course. Nathan is truly... You know, Just Nathan is our number 11 artist of all time, but the number 3 album on our list, the number 7 song there, and they got a whole bunch in the song list and a few in the album list. So Nathan is pretty stellar on our list for sure. But if you look at the numbers, I admit our number 1 artist truly by himself is Fred Eaglesmith. We heard Water and the Fuel from Lipstick Lies and Gasoline. Not even the most played record, actually, but one of the most played songs. We've actually played Things Is Changing a little bit more. So that's a look back at our first 800 episodes. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope we're here for another 800 more. Drop me a line. Is there any surprises on there? Anybody you thought who'd be here who wasn't? Or anybody you thought, you know, wow, you've played them a lot? Let me know. Jeff@telltheband2gohome.com. Check out telltheband2gohome.com and stay tuned for more great stuff here in UMFM. And thanks for letting this happen for 800 episodes. It's been a whole lot of fun. Thanks, everybody.